This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, and her last name is Rudd, R-U-D-D. Date of birth, 10-17 of 1945. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mrs. Rudd, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening creatinine levels, which were noted starting in October of 2025. She's having no symptoms of any chronic kidney disease, but she has had recent severe exacerbation of congestive heart failure, including severe edema of the extremities, the lower extremities, and those required hospitalization in August of 2025. The legs were actually weeping serous fluid at that time. She did require diuresis and was able to lose about 40 pounds with the fluid removal. her biggest symptoms and complaints are very extreme fatigue and some shortness of breath on exertion. Also, the ongoing edema of the lower extremities is still present, although it seems to be stable. She was on a previously higher dose of furosemide. It was 20 milligram one day, alternating with 40 milligram the next day. That was post-hospitalization. but the creatinine levels were progressively worsening. 9/23 of 25, creatinine was 0.98 with estimated GFR of 59. Then 10/8/25, creatinine 1.05, GFR 54. 11/16 of 25, creatinine is 1.14, GFR 49. 1/12/26, creatinine 1.25, GFR 44. 2/4/26, creatinine 1.47, GFR 36. At that time, the referral was made, and we asked her to follow up with repeat labs in March. And March 18th, 26, creatinine was back to baseline 1.01 and GFR 56. Lasix dose at that time had been decreased, and she was taking 20 milligram once a day. And she was off baclofen, not taking vitamin D tablets, no Claritin. and she was taking metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. She had been on 20 milligram daily of lisinopril, but that had been stopped also. So the creatinine level actually is back to baseline. We do have a 2D echocardiogram result that was done 1/29/26. It shows moderately dilated non-hypertrophy left ventricle with moderately depressed systolic function. Ejection fraction was 38%. Both the right and left atrium atria were severely dilated. She had a dilated inferior vena cava, and it was abnormal. She also had a nuclear medicine stress test, and that was done October 1st of 2025. That actually looked pretty normal with normal radio tracer uptake. And she did have a large fixed mid to distal anterior wall defect that was unchanged between rest and stress images. Estimated ejection fraction with the stress test was higher at 61. But she still is quite short of breath and fatigued. Anytime she sits down, she has an easy time just falling asleep just because she's sitting down now. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no history of TIA or stroke. She has dyspnea on exertion and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She does have the chronic edema of the lower extremities. That is better, but it is stable. And she also did have a fall in November of last year, and she did require an ER visit and evaluation. She has recovered from any injuries associated with that fall at this time. She does have diabetes, and that has been stable, and she believes it's been fairly well controlled. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, diabetic neuropathy, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, chronic edema of the lower extremities, which has improved, depression, urinary incontinence, and congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, she has had anterior cervical fusion. She had an open cholecystectomy in the 1970s, an appendectomy, a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingophrectomy, umbilical hernia repair, bilateral total knee replacements, left bunionectomy. The surgery needed to be done twice. Hardware was removed the second time. A right ankle open reduction internal fixation after a fracture. She's had DNC before the DNCs prior to the hysterectomy, colonoscopies, lumbar laminectomy and fusion, right carpal tunnel release, and cardiac catheterizations twice without requiring stents, and the last one was in 2015. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow. She is retired. She was a cook previously. Family history is significant for heart disease and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin and Celebrex. Medications, metformin 500 milligram daily, Tylenol 500 milligram daily as needed for pain, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Synthroid 88 microgram daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, warfarin 6 milligram daily as directed according to INR levels, salmon oil 1,000 milligram daily, metoprolol is 50 milligram daily, Systane eye drops 4 times a day each eye, eye vitamins daily, vitamin B12 1,000 micrograms daily. Physical exam, height 64 inches, weight 227 pounds. Pulse is 64, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 122 over 66. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, very difficult to visualize posterior pharynx due to very prominent tongue. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable ascites, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, she does have 2 to 3+ edema of feet and lower extremities about halfway up to knees bilaterally. No edema further up. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. She does have decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations, no lesions, no leakage of any fluids from the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/18/2026. Creatinine was improved 1.01. calcium is 9.2, sodium 141, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 4, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin was 12, normal white count, and platelets 141,000. Intact parathyroid hormone 54.6. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. And she had a microalbumin to creatinine ratio 2.5 of 26. That was normal at 8.4. Hemoglobin A1C was 7. She also had a CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast in November. That was after the fall in the garage. And the kidneys, ureter, and bladder were normal without hydronephrosis. And the bladder appeared unremarkable. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the exacerbation of chronic congestive heart failure, and edema of the lower extremities that is improved and stable on the low dose of furosemide, 20 milligrams daily. For management of the congestive heart failure, we will resume lisinopril at a lower dose than she was previously on, 10 milligrams once a day. And then we want to check her labs 1 week after she starts that, checking creatinine levels and potassium levels to see if she can tolerate the lisinopril. She will be seeing Dr. Alkeek, her cardiologist, next week for further evaluation. We will be checking labs either weekly up to monthly, depending on the next lab value after lisinopril has been restarted. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.